Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Reverend Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today. Announcement, Amazing Grace Ministries are ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Sunday at Christ Deliverance Center, located at 8226 South Muskegon Avenue at 2:30 p.m. Join Amazing Grace Ministries for Friday noonday prayer every Friday at 12 noon. The call-in number is 1-605-468-8807. Again, that's 1-605-514-828. Come pray with us. For more information, contact Dr. Maria Carey by email, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, Amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Or you can phone Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. In observance of Christmas on December the 25th, 2021, Blog Talk Radio will be canceled. We will return in the new year, 2022. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send the donations to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. To those who have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Your donations are appreciated. To everyone listening, Radio Land, Amazing Grace Ministries would just like to thank each and every one that have taken time out of their busy schedules on a Saturday just to listen. We hope that something has been said to encourage you, to let you know that God will step into your situation and bring relief to you. We want to convey that there's nothing too hard for God. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. According to what's in us, we have to believe and know that by faith, all things are possible. We are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we'll continue to do so in 2022. We have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. And if you would like to listen on the link is http://tobtira.com/s/120406 27. And this is a live. Let's get into the lesson. Christmas is next Saturday. And maybe you haven't gotten all your gifts. You still have preparations to make with your holiday meal. You got guests coming. You got food to make. You got to go to the grocery shopping. And then there's that last minute gift that you forgot about. But my question to you on this Saturday is, have you forgot to prepare a gift for Jesus? This word has come alive in the form of Jesus. The word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we prepare for Christmas season and New Year. We are preparing our gifts to give our King and planning for the future as 2022 awaits around the corner. Sit back. Take notes. Let's go. The theme for this month is no stress. The joy of the season is here. The lesson for this third Saturday, right before Christmas, in the month of December, is preparing my gift for Jesus. Our text is coming from Matthew, the second chapter, the first through the fifth verse. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are coming to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." Matthew 2:9-12, and this is the King James Version. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I have some definitions. Preparing. Preparing is the present participle of prepare, which means to make something ready for use or consideration. Make food or a meal ready for cooking or eating, or make someone ready or able to do or deal with something. Gift. A gift is a thing given willingly to someone without payment, or you can say a present. Herod. Herod is the Great, 73 through 4 BC, second son of Antipater II, who named him governor of Galilee at age 25 in 47 BC. It was towards the end of his reign that Jesus was born. Matthew reports that Herod identified the birth as a threat to his own power. Magi. Magi is the wise men, from the east who brought gifts to the infant Jesus, Matthew 2:1. Said in later traditions to be king named Thespis, Melchor, and Balthazar, who brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Wise men were designated originally as a type of median. By New Testament time, the term was used quite broadly for persons adept in any of a number of secret arts, including dream interpretation, mediation or divine messages, astrology, fortune telling, magic, and divination. The history of gift giving on Christmas. The most popular notion is that the tradition started as a commemoratory of the three gifts that the Magi brought to baby Jesus after he was born. Gift giving started long before Christmas was set as a day to remember Christ's birth. Christmas has Roman origin in the 4th century, with gift giving during holidays. The Roman celebration lasted for 7 days, through the 17th to the 23rd of December. The gift giving ceremonies were seen as a way of gaining fortune for the next year. People initially gave simple gifts like candles, cheap wine, fruits, nuts, and the like. This celebration went on until the 4th century, which was also the time that Christmas started taking over as the highlight of the season. I'm going to give you some history. After positioning Jesus' origin and lineage in Jewish history, Jews 1, Matthew proceeds to place Jesus' birth politically and socially in the time of Herodian rule. In the unfolding plot of Matthew 2, Matthew highlights kingship, and particularly the conflict of rivaling kings, the conflict between Herod and Jesus, the rightful king, comes into full view. Matthew underscores Herod as king by repeating his title in Matthew 2, 1, 3, and 9. Herod fears that Jesus possessed a threat to this present kingship and is disturbed by the Magi's question about the location of the one who have been born king. Herod became furious when his plan to intercept the child was hindered, Matthew 2 and 16. Matthew focuses on the identity of Jesus, but in this scene in Matthew 15, he introduces Herod and the Magi and sharply contrasts their reactions to the news of Jesus' birth. The Magi are not kings, but a combination of wise men and priests, probably from Persia. The wise men came to Jerusalem after observing a star rising in the east. A new star in the sky was often believed to herald the birth of a significant person in the land over which the star shone. The Magi traveled to Jerusalem in search of answers about the rising star. In asking the location of the child associated with the star, they emphasized the word born. Where is he, one who has been born king of the Jews? Verse 2, and this is the NIV version. They are clearly asking about the baby king who has a legitimate claim to Israel's throne by virtue of his birth. Herod, by comparison, is viewed as the usurper or unlawful occupant of the throne. Jesus is the legitimate king. The Magi listened to what Herod had to say. Upon learning that the Messiah is to be born in Bethlehem, the Magi resume their journey. The star appeared again and goes ahead of them, coming to rest over the house in Bethlehem, and this is in verse 9. None of this could be explained naturally. The miraculously star illustrates God's guidance, which fulfills the traveling's long and is the reason for their great rejoicing. They are overwhelmed with joy as the star leads to the very place they seek, verse 10. Upon seeing the child and his mother, they fall down and pay homage to him. The house in which they find the child with Mary, his mother, suggests a permanent residence. The homage paid to the child fit his royal station, and according to Eastern custom, would have been carried out with bowing and full prostration, adoration, and reverence due to God. Opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. Verse 11. Their presents are gifts of homage for the King of Peace. Such gifts were in keeping with homage shown to a ruler. and their lavish nature makes sense since this is a royal scene. Down through the centuries, all kinds of imaginative metaphorical meanings have been read into the gift. Gold for his royalty, frankincense for his divinity, myrrh for his suffering and death. But Matthew ignores such characterization. These were simply the types of expensive gifts given to a future king. Matthew here is not concerned with the origin or symbolism of the gift, but with streams of people who journey from far away. Isaiah 2, 2, and 3. This is the New Living Translation. Isaiah 2, 2, and 3 says, "In the last day, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and he will walk in his path. For the Lord's teachings will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem.'" The wise men were symbols of a journey now being undertaken by the nations, the flood of Gentiles entering the church of Jesus, Matthew 28 and 19. And it reads, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The presence of three in numbers is an expression of royal honor. The message is that when the nations are blessed and brought to Zion by the Messiah, they will bring gifts to the true and final king, Isaiah 60 and 33 and 60 and 5. Isaiah 60 and 3 says, "The Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising." Isaiah 60 and 5. "Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you." In conclusion, from the beginning of his gospel, Matthew gives prominence to the theme of the Gentiles. Inclusion. The four women at the front of the genealogy, that's 1, 3, 5, and 6, are Gentiles who have been included in the life of Israel. The Magi are the first Gentile characters in the story of Jesus. They respond positively to Jesus, the Messiah, by worshiping him, 2 and 2 and 11, foreshadowing other Gentiles of faith who will populate Matthew's story of Jesus. The Magi shows us how to respond to the presence of God in our lives. They knew one thing, that the King of the Jews had been born. The scribes had more and better information than the Magi did. But the Magi acted on what they knew. They traveled to see the baby king. They left work, home, and a family to follow a star for many months. They embarked on a perilous journey, traveling most likely on lumpy, foul-smelling camels through alien lands. They brought the most expensive gifts that they could find. As we celebrate on this coming Saturday, we need to do as the Magi did by worshiping our King, by worshiping our Savior, who has come into the world as a baby and has redeemed us from our sins. He went to the cross, died, and rose on the third day. He died that we may have life, and that life more abundantly, John 10 and 10. John 10 and 10, the King James Version says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly." When they arrived, they worshiped and then gave gifts. The Magi gave both themselves and their resources. We are created to worship God. That baby that was born, not really on December the 25th, but the world has taken this day to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. People of God, we celebrate the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Savior every day, 24/7. Whether we evangelize, lead, pray, teach, or give financially, our gifts cost us something. There is both sacrifice and pleasure in giving to the God who loved us and gave himself for us. So I ask you, what gift will you present to Jesus on his birthday? Earlier around the first week of December, that this holiday season do not bring a joy to some, but they are dealing with feelings of depression, anxiety, and stress associated with this holiday. But we need to remember that there is joy that comes with knowing Jesus. Luke 2 and 10 says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. The word of God states that the joy of the Lord is my strength." Nehemiah 8 and 10, and this is the King James Version, read, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Psalms 28, 6 and 8 says, "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed." So let's worship our Savior as we open every gift on Christmas and look forward to a new year. Matthew 4:10, King James Version says, "Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship thy God, and him shalt thou serve." Let us pray. Lord, you said in your word that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Therefore, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Before we ask you for anything, let us take this time to thank you for everything. Everything that you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you are going to do. Thank you for 2021. You are a good God. You have kept us from hurt, harm, and dangers of this old world. You woke us up this morning with a mind to hear what says the Lord. And for that, we are grateful. We thank you for who you are. You are holy. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are majestic. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, God, we love you. We adore you. We trust you and believe in you, and you only, God. Thank you for becoming flesh. Lord, you saw the best in all of us. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of the highest praise. Hallelujah. Forgive us, God. Forgive us and save us. Save us like the Bible says. Look on your people everywhere, especially the household of faith. Lord, look on Dr. Reverend Carrie, God, and make ways for her. Lord God, we just ask you to do for her, Lord God, that which only you can do. Then look on the bereaved and continue to encourage their hearts, God. Look on every listener, one by one, name by name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Reverend Maria Carey is the CEO and your host. And on today, your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Remember, if something was said to encourage your heart, text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. And remember, we will not be broadcasting next Saturday, which is December 25th. We will be celebrating the birth of Jesus. Have you forgot to prepare a gift for Jesus? Remember, he loves the praises of his people. Tune in next time. Be blessed and enjoy the remainder of your weekend, and happy holidays.